squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
And with that, we welcome you to Bramlage Coliseum here on the campus of Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas, where it is day one of the Kansas State High School Activities Association State Tournament. Hello again, everybody, with Marman Kurtz taking care of business. He's doing the production, the engineering, and all the hard stuff back at the studios. Tom Counts with you here courtside, and public announcer introducing the starters for game two this afternoon. And that is going to be our game here today between Berean Academy and Valley Heights. First game of the day, the 2 o'clock game, pitted number 1, Sterling, and number 8, Estridge, Mission Valley. Mission Valley High School, Sterling, the Lady Black Bears, no trouble in this one, winning at 73-52. In fact, Sterling substituting very liberally late in the ball game, didn't score maybe the last 3 minutes of the game, and they were up, I wanted to say 73-38 at one point. So Sterling advances to round two, and the winner of this game will be playing Sterling Friday at 2 o'clock right back here in Bramlage. Got to let you know that Brew State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit them, peru.edu, for more information. Before every first round game, the public address announcer will introduce not just the starters, but all other members of the team and the staff, giving them that well-deserved recognition in front of a very nice crowd. A lot of people here this afternoon for a midday kind of a ball game. So always nice to see that kind of support and that kind of following. While they're doing this, it's also a golden opportunity for me to remind you that this game is being brought to you by this station, its advertisers, and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of both KMTA and the KSHSAA. Other games coming up here in Class 2A this afternoon. The 6 o'clock game is going to have St. Mary's Colgan out of Pittsburgh. The number 2 seed, they will be up against Garden Plain. And then the 8 o'clock game is going to be the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras, the undefeated champions of the Northeast Kansas League. They will be up against Smith Center and appearing of number 3 and number 6. Now all said and done, allow me, if I may, to introduce the starters to you. First of all, for Valley Heights out of Blue Rapids, Kansas, and their head coach, Jordan Brockstrom. Valley Heights comes into the ballgame today at 21-2. And they're going to be starting. They're going to start Catherine Torber. She is a 5'6" senior. Kaylee Scala, a 5'9" senior. You're going to have senior Madison Vermitten. She's 5'10". At 5'5", it's Abigail Steinfurt, a senior. And running it out, another senior at 5'11", Emma Jungeberg. From Berean Academy, the Lady Warriors, and head coach Kristen Wiebe. Berean comes into the ballgame. They are really good. Check this. They are the number 4 seed. They are 22-1. And 2A girls, 22-1 is good enough to get you a 4 seed. And they're going to be starting, the Lady Warriors are, Flora Morgan. Flora is a sophomore, 5'6". And then they are all juniors. Alexa Timken, she's 5'5", 5'6" Lily Beer. Sally Wine, she is 5'8", and Peyton Smith, a 6-footer. And by the way, for Berean Academy, let me fix that, Sally Wine is a senior. With that done, we're set to go. The ball is up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by Berean. We're underway. The pass will go into the middle, off the right, block shot, up, no, followed up, yes. As quickly as that, Peyton Smith will have the first points in the ballgame. It is 2-0. Berean Academy. Valley Heights with their first possession of the ball game is going to swing it around to the right side. They'll look it off into the middle. There's no room. Pick it over quickly into the baseline left. Trying to back in, turning off the left side of the lane. No room. Comes out on top. Thinking about the three and then You know what? They're going to change your mind and bring it back out on top again. Baseline shot on its way. In and out. No. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Berean in Katie Smith. Lady Warriors will bring the ball into the forecourt. They are going from left to right across your dial here in this opening half. They'll feed it down to the baseline left, trying to drive into the middle. There's not a lot of room there. And we're seeing a little player defense being initiated by the Mustangs to start things. Berean will throw a ball, cross-court passes. You don't see a lot of that. Usually you see the short ones from the wings to the top and back and forth, but they're literally going side to side with high arcing passes. Now they'll have it over to the left side. This time they do bring it back off on top, and Berean showing tremendous patience. Here's a feed to the middle. It's batted away. It's going to be knocked away and stolen. Tremendous hands inside by Emma Jungerberg. She'll bat it away and into the forecourt comes Torber. Catherine will feed it to the right side of the lane. Dumps it off across. This baseline shot. It's up. It's good. Coming up with a steal on one end and then finishing up with a bucket on the other, Emma Jungerberg. And it is a 2-2 ball game. 6:15 to go in the first. Ring into the basketball on the left side. That noise that you hear in the background right behind us, well, that's Mustang fans. Across the way are going to be Warrior fans. We're seated right down here on the floor at Bramlage. Not the ideal place to watch a basketball game, but you can't get any closer to the action, I'll say that for it. Brandon will jump it over to the right side. Long cross-court pass. Baseline three, launch too strong, and rebound underneath again. Pulled down by Jungerberg. She clears it down, and flying up the floor with it is going to be Madison Vermette. She goes all the way to the baseline right, skips it over to the left side, mishandled for a moment, but recovered. Back out on top of this, going to go Mustangs. They'll swing it over to the left side, now feet into the lane, back and in, no room. Comes back up on top, dumps it over to the left. 14-footers on its way and a little bit short. Rebounding it down is going to be Tayton Smith. Here comes Berean. These are teams that have done a lot of up and down. Haven't done a lot of putting points on the board. It is 2-2, 3 minutes into the game. Berean works his way around to the right side. Ball right in front of us here at the table. Back out on top between the circles. That's going to be Morgan with the blast basketball. Flora will head toward the baseline, and the sophomore is fouled. Official's going to make his way over to the scores table. The official scorer is across the way from us. The foul is going to be on Abigail Steinfort. So Abby's going to have her first foul today and putting it back in play. Berean. It'll come in. It'll go straight up and miss it. And rebound back down to Jungerberg. Here comes Valley Heights. They'll drive it down the right side, go all the way to the baseline, dish it into the corner. And again, they pass up the three. Now a long cross-court pass. Taking the eyes off for a minute. It's going to escape, get away, and go out of bounds. Back it will come to Berean Academy. Green Academy out of Elbing. They'll work to the right side. Thought they were going through all the way to the wing. Instead, they bring it off kind of up on for the elbow. And now we're going to get a whistle off the basketball and a foul off the ball instead of an illegal screen. And that is going to be on Alexa Timken. So Alexa will pick up her first foul of the game. It'll be team foul one for Berean. 4.5 to go here in the opening quarter. It is a 2-2 ball game. Both these teams, you know what it's like. You get out of sub-state, you come into state, biggest arena you've ever played and maybe ever will play in. A little bit tense, a little bit tight. Kind of got to get those game legs beneath you. Now driving in, slipping to the ground, and they're going to call a travel. That was outstanding defense in the middle. Trying to drive into the lane, but a little lost footing and a turnover, and back up court with the basketball is going to come. Berean. We're down to 4:15 to play in the first quarter. It is still only 2-2. Berean around to the left side with it. Warriors will look to the top. Instead, again, that cross-court pass over to the right side. Trying to drive in, no room. Brings it on top. 17-footer off the rim short. We better go back down. Here comes Valley Heights. Katie Torber with it. Dumps it over to the left side. Going in, going up. Shot blocked from behind and a foul call. The foul is going to be we'll pick it up here on Berean. And the foul just coming into the ball game for Berean is going to be Leah Mullins. And Leah is tall. She's a junior at 6'1". First free throw by Madison is up and in, and Vermitten will have her first point of the game. One more shot coming up. On its way, it is going to be short. Rebounding it down, Berean. Lily Veer coming up with the basketball, but Valley Heights has taken their first lead of the afternoon. They are in front 3-2, 3:45 to play in the opening quarter. Berean will dish it over to the left side. Looking in, no room, comes back now all the way down to the baseline. A lot of teams can't bring it on top. They're more aggressive than that. Aggressive with the cross-court passing. Aggressive with taking it all the way into the middle. Maybe kicking it out, maybe taking the shot. Here's Morgan with it. Flora goes in. Shot blocked, and they're going to call a travel. The Valley Heights defense has been absolutely outstanding. Got a Moran team who is 22-1. You know, they've scored a lot of points during the course of the season, and yet, with a little over 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter, Valley Heights has given up only 2 points to the Warriors. Heights with the basketball. They'll swing it to the right side, and now stepping in front of the basketball, stealing it away, bringing it into the forecourt. Here comes Berean. They'll take it on the left side, swing it to the wing, and the shot before the defense could get there is off the mark. Offensive rebound, pulled down. Now it's on the floor, the scrum for the loose basketball, and it's going to be torn away by Valley Heights. Coming up with the steal, and up the court with the basketball is going to be Maggie Torber. Maggie will kick it over to the right side. 2:50 to go in the opening quarter. Still a 3-2 Mustang lead. They'll look into the middle, find no room. Comes back out on top. Now here's the entry pass. Spinning around. 15-footer. Yes. Jungerberg has 4. And it is now a 5-2 Valley Heights lead. Berean back up the floor. These two teams combined 43-3. That's just pretty good basketball. Cross-court pass is going to hit the backboard. They'll be picked up on the floor. Green's going to be able to save it. They'll come out on top. Swing it back over to the left side to Flora. Morgan will have it. Drive toward the baseline. Brings it back out on the wing. Into the game now for Green. It's going to be Kelsey Kuntz, K-O-O-N-T-Z. She is a 6-foot, no, 5-foot-10. 5-foot-10-inch junior. And we're going to have another turnover. Ball stolen away. Here comes Valley Heights. They'll fly into the forecourt. Coming out with it is going to be Maggie Torber. Her pass to the baseline is going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. A couple of more substitutions will enter the game. Berean is going to bring... Well, first of all, let's go back to Valley Heights. The Mustangs are going to bring Brooke Porter, the 5'8 sophomore, into the game. And Tayton Smith is going to come back in for Berean Academy. Inside 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter, it is a 5-2 Mustang lead. The ball quickly into the left side. The three-point shot, rainbow high, way too strong. And a rebound, hauled in by Tayton Smith. Here comes Berean down the court with it. They'll have it way over to the right side. Come out on top between the circles, looking into the middle. There's no shot there. Now they'll take it out to the left elbow. Three-point shot is up too strong. And a rebound pulled down off the floor. Here comes Valley Heights. And up with it is Brooke Porter. Brooke will dump it over to the right side. Another three is launched. Not hit again. A lot of threes being taken by these two teams. And the upcourt pass is slapped out of bounds. A lot of threes being shot. No threes have been hit so far, and we're a minute 20 to go in the opening quarter. It remains a 5-2 Mustang lead. Class 2A state championship. State tournament action. It is first round game here in Bramlage Coliseum on the KSU campus. Moran has the ball around to the right side. They will look into the middle. Taking their time now. They took a little air out of the ball. You've got Lily Pierre directing traffic. She'll dribble it over to the right. Feeds it off on top. Driving to the free throw line now. Back over to the left side. The running jump shot is up and short. And rebound. Pulled down. Mustang. Here comes Heights down court with the basketball. 45 seconds to go. And the outlet pass is too strong. It goes into the band. Out of bounds at the baseline. Valley Heights is going to bring Maggie Torber back in. Here comes Berean. We're at 40 seconds to go in the opening quarter, 5-2. Mustang in front of the Warriors. Feed over to the left side. Berean hit a bucket really early in the game, and that's been it. Here's a long cross-court pass. It's short, but saved. Into the lane. Up from 12. No. Offensive rebound followed. Yes. For Berean, getting it off the baseline left on the rebound is going to be Kelsey Coons. And it is now 5-4. 10 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Mustangs to the basketball, stop on top, skip pass with five. Over to the right side, starting to drive in, we're going to get a foul called. 3 seconds to go in the opening quarter, the foul is called, and the whistle is going to be on Flora Morgan. It'll be her first. And what that will do is force the Lady Mustangs to bring the ball in and have to engineer something pretty quickly with 3 seconds left in the opening quarter. Toward that end, they're going to bring Kaylee Scala back into the game and also bring back in Emma Jungerberg. Looking in, it'll come in on top. The dish to the right. 2 seconds, 1 second. The turnaround shot not off her hand. Are they going to count it? I do not think that bucket's good. I was sure that ball was in her hand. And one official says yes. The officials are going to talk about it. And we're going to take a break. We'll see if they review this thing. We are at the end of the opening quarter. The state tournament here in Bramlage. The score. Mustang 7, Warriors 4.
Farm Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
And welcome back, Kansaland. We get set to go to the second quarter. Class 2A, first round game in the state tournament. And as the ball comes in, it gets immediately tied up and a jump ball called. Possession will go to Berean. Just underway in the second quarter. They do not have any review for that shot. Everybody here at the table is buzzing because it wasn't out of her hand, but it's on the board. It is 7-4. Mustangs with the lead. The drive to the left side. The off-balance shot put up no good. And on the rebound, we're going to get a whistle, a foul, and a couple of free throws coming up here. The foul is going to be on Emma Jungerberg. It will be her first. And the first free throw is going to be up and good for Lily Veer. So Veer will have her first point of the game. It's now 7-5. 7:38 to go in the opening half. Second free throw is on its way. She'll hit them both perfectly. So Veer with two. And it is, again, a one-point game. This thing has been tight throughout. 7.5 to play in the opening half. Valley Heights with the basketball in their traveling black uniforms with dark blue lettering and trim. Here's a feed underneath. Jungerberg with two more. It is 9-6 Valley Heights. Berean in the home whites with gold and royal blue. 7 minutes to play in the half. Here's a three from the top. Spotted. The shot is up and no good. We're going to go back down. Here comes Valley Heights. I think in... You know, I don't know anything about this stuff, but I'm going to tell you what I think part of the trouble is with the three-point shots and that no one has hit one. You got to understand at Bramlage, we now have, because they've added a third one for the high school, three-point circles. And all of these girls are shooting from above the top one. And I think, you know, they may need some clarification from their coach, which is the real three-point line, and their shots are all coming up short. So... just something to kind of consider, maybe, as Berean will put the ball in, take it down the left side of the lane, skip it back out on top. 6:40 to go in the opening half. It remains a 9-6 Mustangs lead. Jumped up from the outside, and the three's off the mark. Rebound to go back down. Berean, the turnaround from 11. No. Rebound underneath. Here come the Mustangs. Coming up with the bounce, come on, it's going to be remitting. Into the forecourt, she'll come, dump it over to the right side. All alone, three-point. Looks good, is good. From deep in the right side, Catherine Torber finds the range. It is suddenly 12-6. And that is the largest lead for anyone here this afternoon. Valley Heights in front. 6:10 to go in the first half. Back over to the left side, and it's going to be Flora Morgan. Morgan over to Veer. Veer's starting to drive in, then backs it away. Swings it back out on top. Timken with it. Lily will work it in front of our table here and triple it out toward the top. Inside 6 to go in the half. Moran with the basketball. Here they'll square up for a 3. Nope. Rebound underneath again. Emma Jungerberg. She has been dominant in the lane. Now the driving shot on the other end is going to be blocked. Rebound. Pull back out on top. Valley Heights is going to save it. The feed to the right block. The kick across the left side. The dish back out on top. The long 3. Yes. The Valley Heights is on a roll. They got a big lead. I'm surprised there has not yet been a Warrior timeout. It is now 14-6. And we're at 5:20 to go here in this opening half. Marine with the basketball. They'll work around to the right side. Still playing in front of this player defense. The lob underneath and surrounded by 3 players trying to get the ball. But Peyton Smith is going to have it knocked out of her hands. Valley Heights right now is playing absolutely outstanding basketball. It'll be triggered in play from the near side by Katie Torber. And now we're going to get a timeout taken. Berean Academy and head coach Kristen Wiebe takes a break and saying, "What, Kurt, so shall we." Coming here with 5:04 to go in the opening half in Manhattan, where it is Valley Heights 14, Berean Academy 6.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Cincinnati.
KMZA.
Expected a break. Got 38 specials. Not a bad deal, really. I'm good with that. 5:04 to go here in the opening half. Happy to have you along with us here on KMZA 92.1. So the Mustangs will be putting in a play coming out of the timeout. And up the floor with it, here's Katie Torber. Hope she's not mad at me because even though the scorebook says Catherine, they always go with the full names of these athletes in the state tournament books. Now the ball's going to be stolen away. Berea coming up with a steal. Flora Morgan just reached in and took that thing away. And down the floor of the basketball, here come the Warriors. You got to understand, Berean Academy has 8 losses this year, just 1. And that was a 5-point loss to the number 1 team of the state. And here's a turnaround shot that's going to be up and good for Leah Mullins. So Berean's only loss was to Sterling a few weeks ago by only 5. It's now 14-8. Valley Heights, 4:14 to go. First half. The step inside. The jump shot from the left side of the lane is going to be up. It's no good. And a rebound is going to be loose on the floor. 3 players hit the hardwood looking for it. And they're just going to say no foul. No, they're going to go back to Moran. Now check that. They're going to say Valley Heights basketball. So it'll come in to Valley Heights. Lady Mustangs with the ball. They'll feed over to the left side. Jump shot off the back lift for the rim. It's no good. Johnny Wine rebounds it down. Here come the Warriors. 3:50 to go in the opening half. 14-8. Mustangs in front. Valley Heights with the lead. With the ball, shot is up halfway down. It comes back out again. And the rebound is going to be cleared down. Here comes Valley Heights and Scala. Keenly down the left side. Comes way back out on top. Getting it between the circles to Torber. Maggie rolls around to the right side, pushes it off on top, looks into the middle, finds no room, skips it back over to the right side. You got the Torber sisters out there, by the way, right now. Both Katie and Maggie are on the floor. Now as the ball comes into the lane, always risky. You bring that thing down low, the defender reaches in, ties it up, and now we're going to get a foul call. Sally Wine. We'll pick up her first personal foul. Grandma's on the scene with a big 4-sided scoreboard that hangs above the floor, giving us things like fouls and team fouls in the score. Don't have any idea who the fouls are called. If you can't hear the official, they walk to the other side. A little tough, so you got to bear with me if you wouldn't mind. Now the ball's going to be knocked away out of bounds. Valley Heights will turn it over. 14-8 Mustangs. 3:15 to go in the first half. Valley Heights with the lead, the Marine coming up the floor with it. Down a half a dozen. They'll lob it out on top. Here's a long two, 17-footer. Nicely done. Leah Mullins will pick up her 4th points of the game. And we're back to within 4, 14-10. Baseline shot for 3, too short. Hits the bottom of the net as it cuts underneath. Then back up with the Wacom Buran. They'll bring it up across the center. Keep the dribble alive. Out on top of it is going to be Lily Beer. She'll play a little catch with it. Back and forth with Audrey Weeby. Back over to the left side. Looking in. All the way down to the baseline. Keep the dribble alive. Going into the lane. The shot goes up. We got a foul call. That was a nice, strong move into the lane. And the foul is going to be the second by Emma Jungerberg. Emma will have 2 fouls to give with her half a dozen points and probably come out here and does. And we're going to lose a lot of height with this exchange. Jungerberg will come out of the game at 5'11", and she is going to be replaced by Abby Steinfort, who is 5'5". 2.5 to go in the half. Buran put it the ball in play, trailing by 4. It is 14-10. The ball up top side, Buran around to the right. Coons has the ball, passes it to them. It's going to be bad to freeze over the way. Here comes Valley Heights. Vermitten will pick up the ball. She'll bring it down the court herself. Long cross court pass. All alone, the isolated 3. Yes! From deep for the baseline left, Katie Torber has her 2nd 3 of the quarter. And it is a 17-10 lead. Largest advantage of the game. Here's a 3 from the left side. In and out, no for Buran. Rebounding it down is going to be Valley Heights. Catherine Dormer coming up with the basketball. She'll bring it up the floor herself. Getting it across the timeline as we go inside. 2 minutes of play in the first half. Dormer with a right-hand dribble. Works it out on top. Very near the Power Cat logo. Dumps it over to the right side to Skula. She'll push it back off on top again to Abby Steinfort. Now the ball's going to be batted away and stolen. Now trying to steal it back. Are they going to save it? It's just rolling around. Wildness out of the floor. Bodies everywhere. And they're just going to shoot a 3 and hit it. From deep in the right side, Torber's 3rd 3 of the quarter. And it is 20-10. Minute 20 to go in the half. Buran, double-digit deficit. Here's a shot up missing. Rebounded off the floor. Back up Valley Heights. And a foul in the backcourt. Buran showing some frustration here. The foul is going to be on... Look out here and see if it's 31-13. It is going to be, I'm sure, 13. That's going to be Kelsey Coons picking up her 1st foul. A couple of substitutions coming in for each team, and here comes Valley Heights putting it into play at midcourt. We're at a minute 10 to go in the half. They've got a 10-point lead of 20-10. The lob underneath. Nice catch. The shot in traffic won't go, but a foul call and free throws coming up for Valley Heights. And again, the official making his way over to the scorer's table. I think this one is going to be on Leah Mullins. Leah picking up her 2nd foul. And Jungerberg at the line. She's got a half a dozen points already. First free throw here. Kicks out. One more shot coming up for the 5'11" senior for Valley Heights High School. She'll take her time, eye this thing up a little bit. It is skyward. Nope, hits the back and kicks out, and she'll get her own rebound down to the baseline. Valley Heights will keep it alive. They'll feed down in the middle. It's going to be bad to free and stolen. Buran up with the basketball. Mullins will come up with the steal, and we're 50 seconds to go in the half. Buran works her out of the right side, looks into the middle, comes off on top, Timken. Now down to the baseline left. Mustangs stay with their player defense. A little head fake on top. Shake the defender. Couldn't get the shot away. Able to kick it down to the baseline and bring it back out on top. Buran will drive down low. Now we get a size mismatch, and that won't work. They'll bring it back out top side again. Half a minute to go in the half. The lob into traffic. 3 defenders surrounding Titan Smith in the middle, and no way to complete that pass. Valley Heights with another steal. They'll fly up the floor. Go to the left. The dish back on top. The feed to the left block. The power shot up and good. Knocking it down to Jungerberg, and she's got 8. 22-10. 7 seconds to go. Here in the half. Berean with it on top. That's a long, long three. Way off the mark. Rebound Mustangs. It's halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you here in Manhattan, Kansas, as they go to the locker room. It is Valley Heights 22, Berean Academy 10.
Want to know what's awesome?
Those kicking new tires on your truck?
Yeah, and look at my receipt.
That's all you paid for those tires?
Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Fuel and propane delivered to you. That's one of the many services of Wankland Oil Company. Let their family serve yours with Sinclair Diesel. Gas or propane you need at your location. Competitive prices and great service is what Wankland Oil has been delivering in this area since 1926. Go to their website to see all their services and products at WanklandOil.com or give them a call in Frankfort at 785-292-4710. Wankland Oil Company, headquartered in Frankfort, where they've had the energy since 1926.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back to Bramley's. I drove right by Wilson's on the way out here. That's how I came, you know, through Fulton and West and weaved my way through beautiful Jackson and Pottawatomie counties to get out here today. 22-10 is the halftime score. Valley Heights with, I think you'd have to say, clearly the upset lead. Valley Heights coming into the game as a number 5 seed, Berean Academy, the number 4 seed. So it's not like it's some huge upset. And again, the quality of teams in this class, 2A state tournament bracket, absolutely fantastic. We're going to talk about those. But first, let's kind of summarize how the scoring has gone in the opening half of this game. For Berean Academy, the Warriors, only 10 first half points. They were led by Leah Mullins. She had 4 in the 2 apiece for Kelsey Coons, Tayton Smith, and Lily Veer. For Valley Heights, wow. Catherine Torber didn't score in the opening quarter. And then the second quarter hits 3 threes, and her 9 points leads her team and leads all scorers. And right on her heels, Emma Jungerberg with 8 points in the first half. You've got Abby Steinfurt. She scored 3, and Maddie Vermitten with 1. Lady Mustangs coming into the game at 21-2, and Lorraine coming in at 22-1 in the first game today. It was Sterling setting the table as they go to the semifinals, and it will be Sterling, the Lady Black Bears, the number 1 seed, that are now 24-0. They defeated Mission Valley in first game of the day, 73-52, and it will be Sterling playing the winner of this game Friday at 2 o'clock. Other games going on here in Bramlage tonight is ladies playing in the first day, the first set of games on a Wednesday. The 6 o'clock game, the one after this one, is going to be St. Mary's Colgan. You know them out of Pittsburgh. They come into the game. You're there. 21-0. That's good enough for a number 2 seed in this tournament. And they're going to be playing Garden Plain. Garden Plain is the 7th seed at 17-6. Then in the last game, the night camp, it'll be the 3-6. Jackson Heights, the Lady Cobras, the undefeated champions of the Northeast Kansas League. They will come in at 22-1, and they will be up against the number 6 seed, Smith Center, who is 19-4. So a full day of Class 2A state tournament action here in Bramlage Coliseum on the Kansas State campus. I mentioned earlier, tremendous crowds here for both of these teams. It's spectacular to see this kind of a turnout, and got to be pretty thrilled to have the kind of following that these two schools have been able to generate. And you look out, you pull into the parking lot, and there are just rows of buses and parking lots full of cars. This is what the high school basketball season is all about getting you to. We're going to take a bit of a break. Tell you what, Kurt, I'm going to send it back to you. We'll return here to Bramlage, second half, not too far away. Score at intermission, it is Valley Heights 22, Moran Academy 10. We'll be back here in Bramlage in just 2 minutes.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, serving the area for over 70 years. Bruna Implement, dedicated to the agricultural community, whether it's a new tractor, combine, baler, windrower, Kinsey planter, Great Plains drill, or Gale skid steer, Bruna Implement has the capacity to serve you.
Better product, better service, and better banking is what you'll find at Citizen State Bank with locations in Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Stop by any location or go online to csbmarysville.com and find all the services they offer to help make your banking easier for you at Citizen State Bank.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Calling all you Milwaukee Tool fans. The Bundle and Save Instantly promotion is going on now at Saltbomber Lumber in Seneca. You can bundle and save instantly when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel driving or impact wrench kit plus a hand tool accessory. Do that and you'll get $100 off. Hurry, as this sale ends May 1st. Bundle and save $100 off on a variety of kits and tools. See the list of qualifying impact wrenches, rivet tools, combo kits, drills, and drivers at Saltbomber Lumber. And remember, your project starts here.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Back with you here in Bramlage. Both teams are back out of the court, going through some pre-second half warm-ups. It is a 22-10 lead for Valley Heights over the Rand Academy. Welcome back, everybody, with Kurt, our producer and engineer, working hard back in the studios. Kurt, we appreciate all you're doing, man. Thank you very much. Tom Counts with you here at the floor of Bramlage Coliseum, surrounded by an ocean of purple chairs. And for that matter, a lot of purple over on the Valley Heights side also, as Mustang's team color. Behind us, and Valley Heights fans, you'll hear them maybe a little more in the distance because they are across the way directly behind us. You will find the Moran Academy Warriors fans. So we've got fans all over the place here today. And a great, great turnout. Games coming up. And, of course, as you pay attention to MSCSports.net with the MSC family of stations, there are going to be a lot of games going on through the course of the day with Class 1A from Dodge City and the Troy guys. And, of course, that Jackson Heights girls game coming up from here. I believe that's going to be on the Mothership, 103.9 this evening. And lots of games from lots of venues. Like I say, check MSCSports.net. Hit that calendar. and don't forget to tune in your game and cheer on your favorite team. They've come a long way to make it to this point of the season. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs and head coach Jordan Brockstrom have come just down the road. It's not very far from here to Blue Rapids, just right north of here. So I would suspect a great number of people have just hopped in their buggy and rolled right on down here this afternoon and are here to cheer on this club. Moraine is going to be the first team off the far sideline again to the home whites with royal blue and gold. Kind of Los Angeles Charger-esque with those colors. And for the Mustangs, it might even be like a home uniform for TC or something with the black and the very dark, rich purple. Here we go. Alternate possession will toward the basketball. The Valley Heights were underway. Mustangs have it. They'll lob it into the middle. Kick it back to the right. Right in front of us. Here's a three. In and out. Rebound. Going to get away. Out of bounds. It'll be Mustang basketball. Teams have their original starting fives out there for Valley Heights. It'll be Catherine Torber, Kaylee Scala, Madison Vermitten, Abby Steinfurt, and Emma Jungeberg. Here's a shot underneath. It's going to be up and good. Vermitten gets it for two. And Valley Heights stretches its lead 24-10. We're half a minute into the second half. Back over to the right side, Moraine Academy. They'll drive all the way to the baseline, lose the handle on the ball, it rolls out of bounds. Back it's going to come to Valley Heights. Moraine Academy with their original five in there. Flora Morgan and Alexa Timken, Lily Veer, Sally Wine, and Peyton Smith. Back up court with the basketball, the feed down to the baseline, going up for a little jump shot. It's going to be rejected, lost out of bounds, and they're going to say it's off the shooter. And so Brain is going to be putting it back in. Touch last by Maddie Vermitten. Catherine Torber for Valley Heights really provided that outside shooting punch. And still for Brain, they have not hit a three today. Here's one launched, missing. And on the rebound, players all over the floor. They're going to call a jump ball. They are. Now the crowd wanted a foul because clearly one player was over the back of the other one, but each of them was fully engaged with the basketball and they allowed that to go as a jump ball. Warriors are going to be putting it into their offensive baseline. Having trouble. They're going to get it in on the left side. They'll dribble into the lane, losing the handle on it a little bit, putting a shot up late, but in the process, drawing a foul. Brian Academy is going to be coming to the free throw line. First out of the ball game for Madison Vermitten. It'll be team foul one of the second half by either club. We're just over a minute into this quarter. Now the officials are clearing a ball off the floor. Somebody let their beach ball kind of get away out of the crowd. And they hold up the game until they get back into the stands. The first free throw will not quite go in. Alexa Timken from Moraine, still looking for her first point of the game. Alexa is a 5'5" junior. Looks it over, sends this one high and arcing and perfect. Scarcely rippled the name of the net. And the first point of the second half for Moraine belongs to Alexa. It is 24-11. The pass into the middle is going to be knocked free. Stolen away. Stay back out of top. Mustangs. They'll launch three. That one is going to roll around and be a little bit short. Rebounded underneath by Morgan. Flora will start up court with the basketball. Alternate hands over to the left side. Dump it off on top to Lily Veer. She'll cross at the center. Veer eases her way over to the right side, working in front of the Brand bench. Dumps it over to Morgan. She'll feed into the middle, and all traffic and a lot of defenders in there. Bat the ball away. Going to be stolen by Scala. Mustangs back up the floor with it, and we're going to get a Valley Heights timeout. Coach Jordan Brockstrom taking a break, and so shall we, Kurt. The timeout coming at 6:27 to go in the third quarter. Mustangs 24, Warriors 11.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, serving the area for over 70 years. Bruna Implement, dedicated to the agricultural community, whether it's a new tractor, combine, baler, windrower, Kinsey planter, Great Plains drill, or Gale skid steer, Bruna Implement has the capacity to serve you.
Better products, better service, and better banking is what you'll find at Citizen State Bank with locations in Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Stop by any location or go online to csbmarysville.com and find all the services they offer to help make your banking easier for you at Citizen State Bank.
Kansaland Radio.
We got 6 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the third quarter of this Class 2A state tournament girls game here in Manhattan, Kansas. The timeout being exercised by Valley Heights, and they're the first team to come out on the court. Here comes Berean. It'll be put in play directly in front of us here, and doing the inbound work is going to be Vermitten. Madison will take it between the circles, skip pass down to the baseline left. It's loose on the floor, taken away by Berean. Up with the basketball, it's going to come Lily Veer. She will raise it on the forecourt. Outlet pass down to the left side with a baseline jump shot, rips the net, it's good. Sally Wine's going to have her first bucket of the ball game. It is now 24-13. Berean is back to within 11. They have trailed by as many as 14 here in the second half. The dish over to the right side. The look in the middle. The feet to the block. On the floor one time, and a guard reaches in from on top and ties up Youngberg. Jump ball. Back it comes to Valley Heights. Now Berean is going to make a switch. They're going to bring in 6 foot, 1 inch Liam Bullens and take out 6 foot Tayton Smith. Here's a feed underneath. Wide open layup is up and good. An outstanding assist from the top for Minton has 5 in the game. 24-15. Here's a three. It's up and good. The three from the right side launched and hit. And it's now 27-15. And as quickly as they get challenged a little bit, Valley Heights is able to push right back. They will cut into the lane, dump over to the right side. To look into the middle, there's no room. Back out top. Teams are starting to hit a few threes, but again, the shooting percentage is not what I'm sure they're accustomed to it being during the course of the season. 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Long out pass, top side, squaring up. Here's three, off the window, no good. Nice box out underneath to clear that defense away and get a rebound for Vermitt, who feeds underneath. The shot is up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. Free throws coming up for Youngberg. Emma Youngberg will come to the free throw line. The foul is going to be the third of the ball game for Berean's Liam Mullins. First free throw here is up and in. So Youngberg, who leads her team in scoring, hits her first free throw of the afternoon. She missed a couple back in the second quarter, but drops that one right through. One more shot coming up here for Emma. The 5 foot 11 inch senior hits them both. 29-15. .455 to go. The scoreboard, I think, may be wrong. They got 28-16. I think it's 29-15. Here's a shot. Three! It's up and good from Denaway at the top by Timken. 29-18. Skip pass is going to come out topside. Here's Torber with the basketball. Valley Heights will look into the middle. Again, they feed to Youngberg. Jump it over to the right side. The baseline shot rims off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound rolling around. It's going to be knocked out on top and slapped again. It goes into the backcourt. Picked up on the run. The breakaway. Left side. Layup. Blocked. And a foul. As Alexa Timken was breaking down the floor, she was run down from behind. And Emma Youngberg said, "You are not going to get that." Easy layup. Takes a huge roundhouse swat at the ball. Is going to pick up a foul in the process. It'll be her third. And come to the free throw line. Berean, the shot, no. Timken is one of three at the free throw line now and has 4 points so far today. And, by the way, that foul is going to send Youngberg to the bench, having now picked up three. Second free throw is good. So Timken's going to hit that one. We've got a 28-20 on the scoreboard. We'll go with that. With 4:16 to play. Now the ball's going to be stolen away. Again, Timken outlets it up the court. It's batted loose on the floor. Rolls around, out of bounds, off of whom? The officials are going to look at one another, and they're going to say it's Berean basketball. 4:07 to go in the third quarter. Here's the thing in the state tournament. Many of you have probably been there, you've seen them, you've been a part of them maybe, and followed them. Once you get to the fourth quarter, the time just starts moving really, really fast. If you're going to make a move, if you're going to get yourself back into the game, you really need to not wait until the fourth quarter. You got to start making that big move here in the third, and a foul in the middle. It's going to be on Valley Heights. It's going to be Vermitton second. Moran putting it in play at their offensive end. We'll lob it way out on top. It's going to be taken there by Mullen. The shot is going to be up and good. There's a three. Three-point shot makes it 28-23, and look out. Moran is coming back. Here's a driving shot in the middle. We're going to get a foul, and they will wave off the shot. Going to be a foul on the floor against the Warriors. 3:47 to go in the third quarter. And a team who's down early in this quarter by 14 is right back to within five, and Moran is making some hay here. Valley Heights. We'll see if they can hold him at arm's length. The inbound pass comes out on top to Torber. Katie goes into the lane, puts a shot up in traffic, and it won't go down. The rebound is going to be tipped down. It's rolling around on the floor and picked up by Valley Heights. They'll drive all the way down to the baseline, skip pass behind her, into the lane, in traffic. Shot is going to be up. It's a little bit short. Moran rebounds it down. Warren Morgan coming up with the basketball and brings it up the court. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Green only trailing it now by five, and they're going to call her for palming it over, going up the floor. We don't see much of that. So the turnover by Moran Academy's point guard is going to give it back again to the Lady Mustangs. 3:20 to go in the third. Kick pass over to the left side. It's going to be Scala with it. Tries to get an entry pass down low. They're going to say it's out of bounds off Valley Heights. Moran will be putting it in play from deep in the backcourt, and that's going to be Avery Wiebe with the inbound. Avery will bring it in, and Avery is a 5'7" sophomore. Pass comes on top. Beautiful back door, and the sophomore's there for the bucket. It's up and good. 28-25, a one-possession lead now with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. And as the ball is down to the baseline, it's going to be tied up. We'll get a jump ball call, possession arrow back to Moran. The third quarter has been absolutely dominated by the Lady Warriors. They have come out of the locker room and are a different team. They trailed by 14 moments into the third quarter and are now back to within three. 2:40 to play in the third. Pass over to the right side, Coons. And as she tries to go into the middle, it's going to be knocked away. Taken away by Jungerberg, who's come back into the game. Mustangs have decided they cannot afford it to be without her presence out of the court. Skip pass over to the right side. They'll dump it down to the baseline. 2:20 to go in the third. Still a 28-25 lead. Mustangs out in front. The drive in, the kick back on top, squared up. 4-3, no. Rebound, Jungerberg. He will turn, steps inside, goes up, can't get into the ball, but draws a foul. Here's what's going to head over to the scorer's table, and the foul is going to be on Leah Mullins, and now she will have picked up her fourth foul. The free throw? Yes. Emma Jungerberg, having missed her first two free throws of the afternoon, has hit three in a row now. One more shot coming up for Emma, and if she hits this, they've got a sub over at the scorer's table that's going to be coming in for her. Eyes it up, puts it on its way, rolls in. She'll get them both. It is now 30-25 at Valley Heights. We're down to just over 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Kansas State High School Activities Association Class 2A Girls State Tournament Basketball here in Manhattan, Kansas. Bramlage Coliseum, great venue for these young people to play in. Another pass, the middle, stolen away. Here comes Valley Heights. They'll dump it over to the right side, back off on top. Now underneath, all alone, shot is going to be up and in. She didn't use the backboard. Lily Beard just went right over the side of the rim and good. 32-25. And Valley Heights has, for the moment at least, withstood the charge from Moran. A minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Moran with the basketball, standing with heels in a center circle. Top side is going to be Brooke Porter. Porter will swing it over to the right side. Working in front of the Bram bench. Oh, here's a really, really long three, and it's going to be air ball short. Rebounding it back down. Valley Heights. Maggie Torber comes up with a basketball, dumps it over to Forbidden, and into the forecourt they will come. Valley with a basketball, into the lane, driving right, in, up, got the shooter's roll. Two more for Valley Heights, and a first point to the game for Maggie Torber. 34-25. And a quick 6-0 run by Valley Heights has pushed their lead again to 9. We've got a minute to go, third quarter. Moran had a furious comeback, and it's going to be fueled again by another 3-point shot. This one off the hand of Andre Wiebe. So Wiebe, the 5'7 sophomore, makes it 34-28. 35 seconds left in the third. Around to the right side. Here's a long pass in. Into the table. Wait a minute. That's mine right there. I should get a rebound, maybe an assist for that. I'm not sure. 32 seconds left in the third. 34-28. Top side of the basketball. Mustangs. They'll pull up the dribble. Entry pass into the lane. Turning around from 13. Doesn't quite get it. And rebound. Moran. Kick on the Warriors. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. They'd love to hit one more bucket and trim that lead. They're only down a half dozen here. 34-28. 13 seconds. The drive to the right side. The collision. Is it a block or a charge? It's going to be called a block. That is a big foul. I think that is going to be the fourth on Jungeberg. It is the fourth foul of the game by Emma Jungeberg. So, again, she will exit the game. Now it's 8 seconds to go in the third quarter. Moran looks in, comes out on top to their 5. Back over to the right side, 7 seconds. Baseline jump shot. Boom! From deep in the right corner. Knocking that thing down is Lily Veer. And that takes us to the fourth quarter. The crowds for both teams on their feet in Bramlage. We'll be back with the fourth. It is the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs 34, Berean Academy 31.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Hey, with Maverick Kurt back in the studios. I'm just going off of the theme music, Kurt. Good job back there, man. Tom Council here, courtside. We go to the fourth quarter. What a game we've got in store to finish up here. Class 2A Girls from Bramlage. The ball coming into Valley Heights. They lead in the contest by 3 at 34-31. A low, low scoring affair. It is Mustang basketball into the lane. And as the shot goes up, it is rejected, but the foul is going to be called. And that will put Valley Heights at the free throw line. Maggie Torber is going to check in there. A couple of fouls now for Sally Wine for Berean Academy. Free throw. What a shot. It goes up, hits the back, goes way high, rattles, and falls in. So Maggie Torber will have the first points of the fourth quarter, and they belong to Valley Heights. Putting her team up by 3. This one is up. It will not go in, but an offensive rebound. Hold that underneath by Vermitten. And Heights is going to put the ball back out on top. Half a minute into the fourth quarter. Drive again. One-hand runner off the window. No good. Rebound pulled down by Brian. His elbows fly. 7-17 to go in the game. It's going to be a heartbreaking loss for one of these two teams. and a win that will propel the other one to a matchup with number one seed Sterling Friday. The ball goes all the way over to the right side. That's going to be Flora Morgan for Berea. They must not get in a hurry, trailing only by four. They've got lots of time. They just need to have good, smart possessions. Here's a shot up, missing, and the rebound is going to be taken up off the floor. Here come the Mustangs, driving it all the way down the right side, taking it all the way to the baseline, pulling it up and jumping it out on top. Mustangs, they'll launch. It's three. It's perfect. That was a big-time shot thrown in by Maggie Torber. It is now 38-31. Moran back down court with it with 6.5 to go. I mentioned it in the third quarter. I will repeat myself. Here in the fourth, the clock seems to go double time. The shot from the outside, no good for Berean. Rebounding it down. Valley Heights. They're driving down the court. One-on-one. Shot, no. Follow shot, no. Rebound, Berean. Valley Heights is not taking the foot off the gas. They are still going full throttle on offense. 6 minutes to play. Beautiful entry pass and an easy shot by Eaton Smith. 38-33, 5:55 to go. Mustangs out of Valley Heights working around to the right side. They'll look into the middle. Valley Heights out of the TVL. Here's a shot off the back of the rim with a long rebound. Coming over to the table here, picked up by Berean and Sally Wine. Berean Academy, a member of the HOA conference. 5.5 minutes to play in the game. Berean Academy Warriors with the ball, trailing it only by five. Again, they've got time to be patient, be selective, get good shots, not waste possessions. Here's a drive coming in. The shot blocked from behind. Berean is going to come down with the rebound. Here's a three on his way. Got it! From deep, deep on the left side. The bucket by Alexa Timken. 38-36, and we have a game with 5 minutes to play. And we got a timeout? Yes, we do. Taking a break with Valley Heights, and we're going to do it 4:58 to go in the game. Look out for a great finish. Mustangs 38, Warriors 36.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Medicine is a special calling, and we would like to acknowledge our fantastic medical staff in honor of Doctor's Day on March 30th. We would like to recognize Dr. Tony Barkowski, Dr. Andy Stevie, Dr. Jared Snyder, Dr. Heather Myers, Lori Leger, Erica Winkler, Sherry Wessel, and Erica Bletcher for their hard work, dedication, and loyalty to their patients and our community, Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
As we come out of the timeout, the ball is turned over on the inbound play. A little look away, a glance on the side of your eye, and the inbound ball escapes. It's going to be picked back up by Berean, and they're right back up the court, and they only trail by two. The last time Berean Academy led in this game, I'm going back to when it was, gosh, 2-0. That is the last time Berean led. They'll drive down to the baseline. Here's a runner. It's up. It's good. And we are deadlocked. Lily Veer has nine. And it's 38-38 with 4:20 to go. Little pressure now. Valley Heights can't succumb to this extra emotion. Got to be stalwart and steadfast. Here's a pass over to the right side. Cutting into the lane. There's no room there. Back out on top. Passing up the three. They'll go way out to the center circle. 4 minutes to go in this game. 4 minutes to go and somebody sees it. They'll bring it over to the right side again. Looking in the middle of the game, tied at 38. The backdoor pass, batted away, out of play. Back it comes to Valley Heights. Heights will go to the bench and bring Maggie Torber back in to take out Kaylee Scala. Torber has been great. She's in fact scored all of the Valley Heights fourth quarter points. It'll come back in. Scoop pass underneath. Lost the handle. Picks it up. Shot goes up. Missed. And a rebound cleared away. Moran, the 6'1" center for the Warriors, comes up with the basketball. And here comes Moran Academy with 3.5 minutes to go. It's a set three. Air ball short. That thing is going to land on the floor, go out of bounds on a hop, and back it will come to the Lady Mustangs. So Valley Heights has bent, but have not succumbed. They have not given up a lead. So we're down to 3.5 minutes of play, and it's tied at 38. Mustangs will start to the left side, bring it back off on top, and we have a foul call. The whistle's going to be on Moran's Laura Morgan, only her second. And it will be Moran, team foul 5, so we're nowhere near yet the bonus situation. And now the ball is going to be just thrown away. Right into the hands of a defender. A little bump on top. No foul. Cross court. Underneath the layup is good. The turnover results in points. And for the first time since the opening moments of the game, Moran is in front by 2. It is 40-38. And on the upcourt play, we get a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Moran. The officials are going to confab and make sure they're all on the same page with the party against whom the foul should be called. It's going to be on. Hold on. That is going to be. We've got to stop play for a minute because that is going to be the fifth foul on Liam Mullins. So Liam Mullins will exit the game for Moran Academy. Leah coming in off the bench, providing some height and great skill in the middle. A 6'1" junior is going to foul out here with 3:04 to go and end the game with 4 points. Going to come back in to get a Valley Heights. The shot up good from the left side. You know that was Emma Jungerberg, right? Her 16th point of the game. And we're tied again at 40. 2:50 to go. Now, for the first time, we're going to see Moran open up. They spread the floor wide open. Two players on each sideline and one at the top of the key. Yeah, they'll dump it over to the right side. Drive into the middle. The shot goes up, but a foul is going to be called on a size mismatch. There was a little help provided defensively that turned out to be a bad match. The foul is going to be on Valley Heights' Catherine Torber. First foul on Katie, and coming to the line, the free throw, no. At the line, Tayton Smith, the 6-foot junior from Moran. It does not go in. One more shot. It's a 40-40 ball game, a 2:38 to go. This free throw's in. Moran leads by one, 41-40. Back up with the welcome to Lady Mustangs, Valley Heights, back on offense. They take it across the timeline, dump it over to the right side. Looking into the middle of the basketball. It's going to be Torber. Maggie will feed in the middle. The dish comes back out on top. Stepping inside. Looking at 14. It doesn't do it. Brings it back out to the wing again. Heights will drive in. Dish across. The ball is going to be knocked away and a foul ensues. Foul is going to be on Moran Academy. And foul is going to be on Kelsey Coons. It is going to be her second foul of the game. And back to the line. Valley Heights. Free throws critically important. Torber is 1 of 2. This one, perfect. And the game is tied again now at 41. And we've got 2:18 left. One more free throw. It's quiet in Bramlage. It rattles in. Maggie Torber hits them both. She's having a huge fourth quarter, and it's a 42-41 lead for Valley Heights. 2:10 to go. Moran comes into the fourth quarter. They've got it above the three-point circle and deep into the left side. Rotate it back out on top, around counterclockwise. The drive from the baseline. The shot is going to go up. It's no good. The rebound taken down Valley Heights. Jungerberg coming up with the basketball. Here come the Lady Mustangs with a minute 55 to play. It'll be interesting to see how head coach Jordan Brockstrom wants to attack this. They'll jump it over to the right side, leading it by one. The feet comes into the middle of Malasus. It's running around in front of us, and it's going to be picked up underneath by Moran. Now it's knocked away again in the backcourt. Saved again by Moran. Up the floor with the Warriors. A minute and a half to go. Mustangs lead by one. Valley Heights clinging to that single-digit lead. The drive all the way around to the right side, going in. The shot up, rolls around and around. It's in. Are we counting it? Which way is that foul going? The official's having a powwow. Is it a block or is it a charge? The official's going to come over. Let's see what he's got to say. Count the bucket. The blocking foul is going to be on Valley Heights. It'll be on Maggie Torberg. And so an opportunity here at a conventional three-point play for Lily Veer. She has 11 points, putting her team up one. The free throw is up, and it's also good. And it's now 44-42. That was a big three-point trip with a minute 20 to go. Valley Heights with a basketball, swings it over to the left side. We're going to get a timeout. Taking a break with the Lady Mustangs. What a finish. A minute 17 to play here in Bramlage. It is Berean 44, Valley Heights 42.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Good to have you back with us as the ball comes in. We get a quick foul. And at the line, the free throw. No. One more shot coming in. At the free throw line, Valley Heights looking to make it a one-point game. That was perfect. So two shots by Jungeberg. She misses the first, hits the second. It is 44-43. Berean with the basketball with a minute 10 to go. Berean moves again. Spread the floor very, very wide. They'll dish it over to the left side. Coombs has it. Brings it back out on top. It's Veer. 50 seconds to go. That's how quickly this clock runs at this point of the game. Right now, Berean has absolutely no intention of taking a shot, and if we're going to get a foul called up topside, we are. A foul is committed up high, and is it going to put him at the free throw line? It should. It should be the 1-1 here. At the line for Berean is going to be Flora Morgan. Here's the deal with Flora. Point guard. Started the game. Played most of the game. Hasn't scored a point. Most point guards do. We'll see how she's at the free throw line. Front half of the 1-1 is perfect. She hit that shot, putting her team ahead by two at 45-43. One more shot coming up for the 5'6 senior, Catherine Torber. It is up and rims out no good. Rebound, Valley Heights. 45-43. Mustangs with it on the right side, trailing up by two. Don't need a three. They'll drive baseline. Up the window. Missed it. Rebound Berean, and here's another foul call. Half a minute to go. Baseline layup that just wouldn't roll in. And we're going to walk again to the other end of the court. And again, it's going to be Flora Morgan. She was just up there a moment ago. And again, she's going to be there for the 1-1. A moment ago, again, quick review. She hit the first, missed the second. This one is up. No! Rebounding it down. Valley Heights with another opportunity, trailing by two. 25 seconds. Are they going to take a timeout? No. They'll beat in the middle of their post. She'll shoot and miss. Rebound out of bounds. And it's going to be Valley Heights basketball at the baseline. 20 seconds to play. Valley Heights putting it in beneath their own goal, trailing by two. Wait over here on the near side in front of us. It's going to be Steinfurt. to bring it out on top. You know they want the big in the middle. Here's a running layup. Misses. Rebound underneath the traffic. Goes up. No foul called. It misses. 11 seconds left. We're going to get another foul. And again, Valley Heights missing some great opportunities underneath. Coach Broxton really unhappy that no fouls were called in the ruckus underneath the goal. And we go to the other end of the floor again. Lily Veer is going to be up there for Marine. It is again a 1-1, but Veer, a different shooter. She's 3 of 3 at the free throw line. Has a dozen points tonight. Front half of the 1-1 here. Misses. Rebound. She gets her own rebound. Follows it. No. Rebound. Pulled down with 7. Here comes Valley Heights with 6. And we're going to get a timeout. We've got a timeout on the floor for a shaken up player. And are we going to take it? Yeah. Kurt, you want a little, you want a 30 here? Let's do it. We're 6 seconds to go in this game. What a finish. It's 45-43 Warriors.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back to Bramlage. You're getting better games than this. I'm not sure where you got to go to find one. Here's where we're at. They've readjusted the clock because there was an injured player on the court for Moran. She's up now and off the floor under her own power and seems to be doing okay. 8 seconds left in the game. Multiple misses by each team has provided an opportunity here for Valley Heights. They trail by 2. 45-43. They will be putting the ball in play across the court, right at midcourt, in front of the scorer's table on the far side from us. Now, the questions become, with 8 seconds left, number one, you're not going to get a lot of choices there because you can't run offense very long. Number two, do you want a 2-to-tie to go OT? Do you want to go for 3 either to win it or not win it? If you are Moran, do you foul somebody to keep them from hitting the 3 so you know the worst that can happen is overtime? Strategy on both sides by Coach Broxman and Coach Wiebe. And now we're going to get another timeout. What happened here was Valley Heights waited until, no, it's not Valley Heights. Marine Academy waited until they saw what Valley Heights had brought out on the court and what alignment that they had put themselves in. And they call a timeout now. And they are going to probably make adjustments. And now it's a chess game. Does Valley Heights change something? Do they go to their strength? You would think Valley Heights is going to go. I would think they're going to go to either Emma Youngerberg, their very steady post in the middle, who has 17 points tonight, or if I'm going to the outside, I'm going to Maggie Torber. Maggie has been red hot, particularly here in the fourth quarter. Youngerberg and Torber have all of Valley Heights' fourth quarter scoring, inside then outside. Moran Academy's already had one player, Leah Mullins, foul out of the game. They have no other player now in any kind of foul danger at all. For Moran, out of the court is going to be Morgan and Timken with Smith and Coombs. And rounding it out is going to be Veer. Mustangs are going to go on the right block with Youngerberg. And here they are bringing it in. Looking. They bring it into Youngerberg above the free throw line. She puts it on the floor once. Pulls up. 12 foot. No. Rebound out of bounds. And it is going to be Moran basketball. Youngerberg did not drive for the layup. She pulled up from 12, and it wouldn't go in. We've got 3 seconds to go. Moran putting in a play from deep in the backcourt, and they're going to take another timeout. We're going to hang on to it right here, Kurt. Kind of giving you a bit of an update going on in the Class 2A state tournament. The next game up is going to be St. Mary's Colgan and Garden Plain. And then the game that you're going to be hearing later tonight, and I believe, and Kirk, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's, I believe, on 103.9. It is going to be the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras in the final game of the night. The 3-seed against the 6-seed Smith Center. So those are more games coming up here tonight. But what a finish this has been. And for Jackson, or for Valley Heights, it is going to be some interesting decisions. What do you do with 3.3 on the clock? Now, the ball is going to be put in play by Moran from deep in the backcourt. Do you foul again right away? Do you just go for the steal? What do you do here? Lady Mustangs out of the court. They've taken out all the bigs. We've got five little guards out on the floor. A couple of them I have not even seen today. Here we go. They're going to go for speed. Varane putting in a play from deep in the backcourt. It is going to be Lily Veer to do the inbound. They'll hand it to her. Looking in. She's going to go through the backcourt. Looking in. Calls a timeout. Did she get it? Does. That was very, very close to 5 seconds. So we're going to have another Varane timeout. And still, each of these teams has been very frugal with their timeouts. Each team has one timeout remaining. As we mentioned through the course of the afternoon, the winner of this one will be pitted on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock against Sterling, who was victorious in Game 1 this afternoon over Mission Valley, 73-52. So we will see who their opponent is going to be. In 2A, ladies play here on Wednesday. The guys' first-round games will be Thursday, and then they will play the semifinals, boys and girls Friday, championship games, and consolation games on Saturday. Here we go. You can look at their eyes out there, and you can be sure Valley Heights is not conceding anything. Marine putting it in place. It's going to be Sally Wine inbounding now. Sally looking. Skip pass over to the near side. There's your quick foul. 2.1. And this is going to be team foul 10. And Coach Broxton to stop the official who's walking beyond him. And I believe it should be now a 2-shot foul. I believe that we are at the 10. So there you go. It is going to be 10th team foul by Valley Heights, and the officials having a little confab. I'm not sure exactly what Coach Broxton had brought to their attention. And now they're going to come over to the near side. Are they going to get a little more time on the clock? It is showing 2.1 right now. And they're going over to verify, I think, more than anything, that it is, in fact, the 10th foul of the half. And it is. And coming to the line for Bahrain is Flora. Flora Morgan, she's one of three. This one, no. One more shot coming up for Flora Morgan. The best she can do now is give her team a 3-point lead. Can they get up the court and get a shot off with two? Coach Proximan says, if she hits this, I'm getting a timeout. The shot, it's up, it's in. They're looking to bring it in. We're going to get the timeout. So we're going to hang on to it right here, Kurt. Unless you tell me different, unless you break to a spot. If you need one, do it. If not, we're going to hang on to it here as we're coming back for the final 2 seconds of the game. It is now 46-43. Brain Academy has pushed back here in this fourth quarter. They trailed by 14 in the third quarter and have been able to fight their way back into this contest. They lead by 3, and we've got 2.1 seconds to go. Now, Valley Heights taking the timeout. This is not like college ball. It's not going to advance the inbound to midcourt. A lot of high school coaches would love if they institute that rule, but that is not the case. But again, if it was a college game, that ball would not come in at midcourt. That's a big difference. You know, you're talking 45 feet gained, and you don't have to run any time off. This is the last timeout, by the way, also for Valley Heights. They're out. Durand Academy has one timeout remaining. It'll be Valley Heights putting it in play. They're going to have to throw it into midcourt and just launch one. It's basically, the philosophy here. Looking to bring it in. They'll bring it in. It's going to be tapped on the floor twice. Half-court shot way short. That's it. Final score in the second game of the day. It's Bahrain Academy's Lady Warriors, 46. Valley Heights, 43. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Mighty Joe Friday, Tyler Quinn, Tyler Quinn, Tyler Quinn. Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Colorectal cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer in the United States. However, if caught early, colon cancer is highly treatable. I'm Dr. Marcus Weiser with Community Healthcare System, and March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is often silent, which is why regular colonoscopies are so important. Don't wait. Call Community Healthcare System today to schedule your colonoscopy in Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's. Screening could save your life. Community Healthcare System in Onega, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back again to Bramlage Coliseum here on the campus of Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas, where this afternoon in Game 2 of the Girls Class 2A State Tournament, it was thrilling. Valley Heights, Berean Academy. Valley Heights putting together a big lead. Berean battling back and battling back. The two teams nose-to-nose all the way to the finish. Berean was able to hold on, winning at 46-43. A recap of the scoring today. First of all, for Berean Academy, double-digit scoring. Their leader was Lily Veer with a dozen. 9 points. Off the bench for Kelsey Coons, it was 8 today for Alexa Timken. Following her, it was a 5-point afternoon for Tayton Smith. Leah Mullins fouled out of the game in the fourth quarter, finished the afternoon with 4 points. It was 3 today for Audrey Wiebe, and with 2, Flora Morgan and Sally Wine. For Valley Heights, Emma Jungeberg, 17 today, 9, Katie Torber. It was an 8-point day for Maggie Torber off the bench. You had Madison Vermitten with 5 and Abigail Steinfer. Abby rounding it out, she had 3. Two different halves. First half at intermission, Valley Heights was in front 22-10. A low-scoring first half. Then points began to fall. Berean Academy outscores Valley Heights 36-21 in the second half to take a 3-point win and move on to the semifinal round. We're going to take one more break, come back, bring you the Farmer State Bank Player of the Game right after this.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
The importance of taking a proactive approach to health and wellness is more evident now than ever, which is why Nemaha Valley Community Hospital invites you to join us for our annual health fair on Saturday, April 30th from 8 to 11 a.m. at the community building in Seneca. For the safety and well-being of our community, we will only be offering lab drops again this year. Get your lab work done for just $20. Please look for an event volunteer that day when you arrive. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday, April 30th. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hail allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAMP. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Hey, welcome back. As the next two teams coming up, and they keep them rolling here in Bramlage. Next two teams, St. Mary's Colgan and Garden Plain, out of the court warming up. Their game coming up here in about a half an hour. You know what? So many players did so many great things in this game. It's always difficult to pull out just one as a player of the game. First of all, for Valley Heights, you had seniors wrapping up their career tonight. You had a bunch of them with Catherine Torber as senior. You also had Madison Vermitten. Also seniors Mila Crowder, Abigail Steinfurt, and Emma Jungeberg. So five seniors for head coach Jordan Brockstrom in Valley Heights, a team that has absolutely thrilled their fans all season. They're going to end up the year 21-3 with an appearance in the state tournament, and a fantastic year for those young ladies out of the TVL. Today, though, in this tournament game, our Farmers State Bank player of the game, I'm going to give it to Emma Jungeberg. She did everything for this team, but double-digit score at halftime, led her team, led all scorers tonight or this afternoon with 17 points. She's done that many, many times during the course of the season. So your Farmers State Bank player of the game, Emma Jungeberg. Stick around. Lots more hoops coming up on the network of stations here at MSC Sports. Going to be back here for the last game of the night, the 8 o'clock game, as it'll be the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras, the champions of the Northeast Kansas League, and Smith Center. That's the 8 o'clock game on 103.9 and games all up and down the dial. Go to MSC Sports. Check out the schedule. Tune in your favorite teams. Certainly want to thank you for having joined us here this afternoon to get your final score for Bramlage. But Rayan, coming from behind in the second half, wins it 46-43 over Valley Heights. And until we greet you next time, for our man Kurt. Kurt, well done as always. We need to do this more often than it once every few years. We appreciate everything, young man. Thank you very much. From Bramlage, Tom Couch saying so long, everybody.